been back to the Good Day program, 7 after the hour, on the Tuesday program. Tuesday this time, we often have a visit from the Boomer Brides. Anne-Marie and Janet are here with Roberta and Richie and Jennifer and me. And the focus is tipping. How many of you...
Which is in a city in China.
Actually...
That's Tiping, China.
So, what is there about this? I'm taking a deep breath because I'm thinking about yesterday when I was required, and not, I didn't do it because I wanted to. I did it because I felt like I had to. I was, you are in a place, and the waiter brings you the bill, and you put it on your credit card, and there's a hole there. It says tip. And I remember learning about this at first. My children are usually the ones who do this if I'm with them, either Megan or Brendan, mostly Brendan, will take the slip and he'll fill it out because he worked as a waiter when he was in college. And after
I was going to say, former waiters
bartenders.
I'm one of those, by the way.
Me too.
Oh, you really? Okay, so you work. I did as well. I worked at a restaurant when I was a kid. I don't remember getting tips. I worked at a hamburger place, so what do you get for tips? It amounts to anything.
I got tips, but I work really hard to deserve them, I think.
Okay, but
my that's maybe your point.
Gripe with tips has always been you're working for the hotel, you're working for the restaurant, you're working for whatever. They ought to pay you enough so that you don't have to grovel looking for tips from me. I'm paying for a service. I'm at the hotel, bring my bags up to my room. Thanks very much. Okay, you give them a buck or two. That's not 20%.
Then they just raise the prices.
Right.
They would just raise the prices of the food and the hotel service.
Tipping allows the restaurant or the hotel to pay a lower wage to that employee, and then that employee is motivated to do a better job because their tips are based on their performance.
Is that the reason for it? Is that why?
I mean, the hourly wage, I don't know what it is now, but the hourly wage when I was bartending was like $2.50 an hour. When the
now it's just under 10. It's ridiculous.
I'm surprised they can get away with it.
No, that's minimum wage.
Right. That's not restaurant wage.
That is not restaurant wage. So if minimum wage right now is like $8 or $9,
yeah.
Restaurant wage is probably like four.
Four or five.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
So, you know, it lets the restaurants, and most of these are small businesses, get in at a lighter and be able to afford their employees, and the employees get paid by the customers directly.
And the flip side of feeling required to leave a tip is that you also can express your displeasure with the service by not leaving a tip.
Right. It's the greatest system for you. We always talk about the free market.
Yeah,
this is the perfect free market.
I remember a guy doing a just awful job is at a restaurant on Harvard Square, as a matter of fact, Anne-Marie and Janet. Awful. And I left him a penny.
Okay.
Did you feel better?
I felt he chased me out the door.
He did.
He wanted to know why I left him a penny, and I looked at him, I said, because your service was awful. Now, if I'd have complained, my son has warned me, don't ever complain about the service before you get served your food.
Oh, because you'll get nasty.
Never, ever complain about
it.
He said, I saw the worst stuff happen to food.
Oh, God.
Yeah, exactly.
Somebody puts a couple drops of, Visine in your pizza, you're going to be in big trouble.
They spit in it.
Brandon said they spit in it. The eye drops, you'll get... you'll be in the bathroom for a few days.
Yeah.
So is everybody here, though? Does everyone consider a tip to be 15% these days, or are we all? It starts at 20, doesn't it, really?
I usually over tip. Yeah.
Who came up with 20 or 15? Where'd that come from?
Probably the waiters themselves, the service industry themselves.
So if I decide it's easier, let's say you have a $100 bill,
10%.
You had $10. And let's face it, how much time I was in because I was in New York a couple of times in the last few days, I went to a few restaurants, and they were decent enough, not overly, they weren't crazy. I went to a diner, as a matter of fact. I like diners, so I went to a diner.
I love diners.
Right. And the guy
talk about
was a,
bad service, though. Most diners have the worst service on the face of the earth.
This guy was a typical New Yorker. I mean, a typical. I thought of Roberta every second. Just
a, and he means that as a compliment. And he means that
was every other word the F word? Was that
no,
what
it
was?
That was that. It was just like he could have cared less whether we were there or not. And it wasn't that he had anything against us. He just was blasé. It's probably a nice way of putting it. And he brought the food over and he'd throw the dishes on the table. And what else you want? It sounded like Michael Ritchie. And man, it's
hey.
Yeah.
Hey, Don. What's the matter? You didn't tip me.
Yeah. All right. Now, I want to know whether this extends beyond going to restaurants. Does this,
yeah,
do you have to give, like the guy who drives you from the airport to pick up your car? A guy helped me with my bag yesterday, so I gave him $100.
Yes.
I didn't want him to help me. I didn't need his help, but he ran over, got the bag, brought it to the car. So rather than being a jerk, I gave him a couple of bucks. I think if you if somebody's doing that, I mean, the guy's obviously trying to get some money out of you. So, you know, a couple of bucks isn't going to kill you one way or another.
You know who gets ripped off with tips? Speaking of those kind of tips, the rental car shuttle bus driver.
How do you mean?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. They don't get
you're
them,
supposed
yes.
to tip that guy, but nobody ever does.
Well, if he gets out and gets your bags, you are.
Yeah, like this guy. That's what this guy was.
But if he just sits behind the wheel and drives, yeah, I'm not tipping him.
Wow. Here's the cab in New York City. Yesterday, I'm taking a cab.
Hey, can I interrupt you for a quick
yes, Rich.
2020 news question, even though it's a little early?
Yeah, go ahead.
1-800-510-8255. What does tip or tips stand for? 1-800-510-8255.
Wow.
Okay,
is
go ahead.
Something?
Tipping.
Yes.
What is it? Yeah, what does tipping mean?
So it's an acronym?
It's an acronym.
It's an acronym.
Yes.
I'll
no
be.
Idea.
Oh,
Harris something.
Really? Okay. Powering important person steals.
I guess cheating isn't allowed, is it?
Right. If it's yeah, of your no. Good. That's good, Richie. That's very good. What is tipping an acronym?
No, not tipping.
Okay.
Tips.
T-I-P-S?
T-I-P-S.
T-I-P-S. Okay, what's the origin of that? Of the term tips. 800-510-8255 for a swell prize. We have Anne Marie and Janet, the Boomer Broads here. We're talking about tipping and how far you go with it. The hotel maid, always in the good hotels, leaves something on your pillow. Oh, I took care of this. Here's a piece of chocolate. My name is Alexis. And so what do you do for Alexis?
She sounds brilliant.
Yeah.
I never tip my maid. Is that
you
terrible?
You don't. I always tip my maid.
I leave a little something.
Yeah, yeah, but talk about it, you know, low wages. Those people have really bad jobs. Oh, God. But what about, you know, the manicurist or the kid that from produce who helps you out with your bags at the grocery store?
They always are looking, although they say, at like Roach Brothers in Massachusetts, they tell you not to tip the people that bring the food out to your car. They tell you don't tip.
Really?
Yeah. Where is this going? What do you do with your tipping? What does tip come from? Tips, 800-510-8255, and good day. And now, here's another tax tip from TurboTax. While college tuition costs can add up fast, the deductions and credits can add up as well. That's because this year the American Opportunity Credit for college tuition is up to $2,500. This amount could be available for all 4 years of college and for each student in your family. It even covers the cost of books. To find out more about how TurboTax can help you get the maximum refund you deserve, visit them online at TurboTax.com. Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
TurboTax, what's your tax question?
Is your federal free edition really free?
It's actually four frees.
What?
Yes, it's free to prepare, print, e-file, and you get free expert help. See, that's four frees.
You just blew my mind. Do your simple return with the TurboTax Federal Free Edition. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and only TurboTax offers free one-on-one expert tax advice for everyone, live by phone and chat. Go to TurboTax.com. Live tax advice service is free and subject to availability restrictions and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
Hi, Rich.
Hey, Phil. I need a new putter.
Well, sure. They're on sale.
Yeah, I know. I read your email newsletter.
So how you hitting them?
Shot a 79 yesterday.
Oh, fabulous. You must be reading my newsletter tips.
79 over par.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you want to look at some drivers, too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Email marketing from Constant Contact helps you create professional newsletters that really drive business. It's easy, and plans are as low as $15 a month with a free 60-day trial. ConstantContact.com.
Four!
Studies show ginkgo biloba improves ankle health.
Make beta-carotene your go-to hydrocarbon.
It's all about the riboflavin.
Cauliflower.
Overwhelmed by having to make smart nutritional choices? Then leave it to Centrum to help you choose. Centrum Complete Multivitamins give you the multiple benefits that matter most to you, like energy, immunity, and metabolism. With Centrum, taking care of your nutrition couldn't be simpler. And now visit newnutritionpossible.com to find the multivitamin and supplement combination that's right for you.
Hi, I'm Olympic gold medalist Shawn Johnson. I want to make sure you know about the March of Dimes, March for Babies. This walk is really special to me. I was born with an Apgar score of 0, which is not an ideal way to start. Every day, babies start life the same way, with the odds stacked against them. Their first steps are made possible by ours. All of ours. Take the first step at marchforbabies.org. Let's walk together for stronger, healthier babies.
800-510-8255, 18 past the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Our focus on tipping. Is it 20%? What was it when it started? 10%, 15%, 20%? Which direction is it going, up or down?
Up.
Up. Why? Mm-hmm. Who said?
Everything's going up. It's not just, everything's.
Traditionally, it was always 15%, and then in the past 5 to 10 years, it's kind of floated up to 20. But it's still okay to do 15 if you feel like you just got.
You know what? It's okay to do what you feel to do. If you feel to do nothing, you ought to do nothing. Never mind all this.
Wow. If you've got good service, you should tip properly.
Terry is in Pennsylvania. Hi, Terry.
Hi, Doug. How are you?
Well, thank you. How are you doing?
Good.
All right. So what is the origin of the word tips?
Well, tipping, I believe, means to ensure prompt service.
Yes. Tips to ensure prompt service. Yes.
So I don't know why you would have to tip if you're not getting a service.
Uh-huh. How do you feel about tipping when you go either to a restaurant or to have your hair done or when you take a trip? What's your MO?
Well, I believe, like you had stated earlier, that individuals should pay their employees enough money so that you don't have to pay for the service.
Yeah,
but you would have to pay one way or the other.
But I would rather have it included in the whole bill.
Right. The incentive is to do your job well.
So let's say then, Terry, that the service wasn't good and your bill came. There's nothing you could do about the price of that bill.
Oh, yes, there is. You could go and tell the management that you weren't satisfied.
Yeah, I do that all the time. I don't like the food. Take it off my bill, please.
Sure. Well, you
but I don't understand how it can be to ensure prompt service if you give it afterwards.
Well,
I was wondering that, too. It's almost like you should tip beforehand.
No, it's the expectation.
Service. Yes, it is. Expectation.
It's like
having
even a 100
to ensure. Yeah. But if it isn't there,
the waiter or the service person is expecting a good tip based on their service.
All right, take care, Terry. Terry, thanks for the call. All right, ladies, thank you for being here and getting us to stimulate our minds. Anne-Marie and Janet are the Boomer Broads. They help us out here on Good Day with the good thing we all have to deal with. I just do a little bah humbugging. It's fun. 21 after on Good Day.
You enjoy that too much.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Have some birthday celebrations.
Good ones, too.
Tuesday, the 6th of March, starting off with Mary Wilson, who many believe, and I'm one of them, that she had the best voice in the Supremes. Didn't mean she got anywhere because she didn't sleep with Barry Gordy, so kind of took care of that side of her career. She is 68 today. Believe that or not. Actually, that's not bad.
That's not bad, yeah.
He was in the Supreme. Let's see if we can remember all the songs. Where Did Our Love Go? Baby Love. Come Stop. See About Me. Stop in the Name of Love. Back in My Arms Again. I Hear Symphony. Nothing But Heartaches. You Can't Hurry Love. You Keep Me Hanging On. My World Is Empty Without You. My God. What a list. And these people ought to be touring if it wasn't for Diana Ross being such an egomaniac. People would love to see the Supremes out on the road.
Yeah, I never see that.
No, I know, because she's in stuff.
Too bad, because the Temptations tour, and they're fun. I mean, not many what a great, original members, be, but
no, but
Tom.
I mean, it would be great if they were out together on the road. Mary Wilson ought to go out on her own, but she can't because Barry Gordy would sue her. There you go.
It's sad.
Today, by the way, today would have been Ed McMahon's 89th birthday.
Miss Ed.
Yep. 92. Died June 23rd, 2009. Next up on the birthday list, Dave Gilmour, who's a singer and guitar player with Pink Floyd. How many are there? Let's see. Where do we go with this list? Dave. I'm trying to now, Richie, bring my mind around to thinking about all the songs.
There are probably 7-8 big hits, Money, and a bunch of other things. But, I was never a huge Pink Floyd fan.
They were just kind of there.
No, they made their mark. I mean, they were.
I know they did, but
they
for
were
me and you.
They right. Were just, yeah, I, they never.
Gilmour is 66 today. Alan Greenspan, the economist, used to be chairman of the Federal Reserve. His birthday, born in the state, 1926. So what does that make him? 90? What does that make him?
No.
80-something or other. 84?
Married to...
86.
Andrea Mitchell. Andrea Mitchell.
Right. He dated Barbara, too, right? Barbara Walters?
Yes. I think he did, yeah.
Right?
All the fossils.
Crookie Rojas, the baseball player's birthday is today. It was a great Cincinnati Red. I remember him being when I was working in Cincinnati. Man, everybody loved him. He played with Pete Willie Stargell. Baseball Hall of Famer's birthday is today as well. Ben Murphy, you'd recognize him as an actor from The Winds of War. He was an alias Smith and Jones, one of the two stars of that show. Remember, if you saw a picture of him instantly, you'd remember him. Hugh Grundy, the drummer for the Zombies.
Great song.
She's Not There. You Make Me Feel Good. Tell Her No. She's Coming Home. I Want You Back Again. Time of the Season. made to British group born the state 1945. Happy birthday to Mr. Grundy. Kiki D's birthday is today. Probably the biggest thing that she had going for her was the song she did with Elton John in the 70s.
Absolutely.
Born in the state, 1947. Real name, Pauline Matthews.
You mean her real name is not Kiki?
No, amazing.
Kiki D?
Born in the state, 1947. Happy birthday to her. Rob Reiner's birthday is today.
Away Glenn Miller played.
So that
even though this always comes up, the song... with the stars of All in the Family, this is Meathead. Last name, this is a good trivia, because what was his last name? Anybody remember?
It was Head, wasn't it? Meathead.
No. No. His real name was Mike Stivic.
Stivic, yeah.
On the show, right, exactly. All in the Family, Postcards from the Edge, Sleepless in Seattle, directed a lot of movies. Suzanne Crowe is Tracy in the Partridge Family, 49 today. Tom Arnold's birthday is today. And Shaquille O'Neal's birthday is today, so Skip Ewing.
A little country music for you, Jen Jen.
There you go.
Chapstick asks, where do lost chapsticks go?
Hi, I'm Rick, and I lose my cherry chapstick a lot. The first 26 times I lost it, I found it laid in my back right pocket. And I'm a lefty, but this time, it's gone, man. And my chapstick has always been there for me. Like that one crazy cold winter, chapstick was my best friend. So if you see it, wait, is this it? Do you know where your lost chapstick is? Have your say at facebook.com/chapstick. And try new Chapstick Lip Shield 365 with SPF 50 for all-season protection. Ultra moisturizing for softer, healthier lips.
On my journey to help save people money on car insurance, people have been really surprised to learn that GEICO can also help with renter's insurance. They're even more surprised when I tell them it costs as little as $12 a month. But perhaps what's most surprising is that I still live with my mum. Yeah, I know, I really should start thinking about renting my own place. But then I'd have to get my own tea kettle, sofa, shower curtain, soap dish.
Visit Geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Parents are encouraging their kids to stay tobacco-free with a new online pledge program. The youth smoking prevention program, Real Parents, Real Answers, has launched Tobacco-Free Me. The program has made a goal of reaching 100,000 parent-child pledging pairs by the end of 2012. Parenting expert Dr. Michael Popkin says Real Parents, Real Answers has been reaching out to parents for years, asking them to talk to their kids to make sure they know that it is not okay to smoke even one cigarette.
We know that children are half as likely to try a cigarette if their parents strongly disapprove and have made that known to them. This pledge program is another opportunity we're providing to parents to start the conversation.
Popkin also adds that in several studies in the past decade, it has been suggested that because the brain is still developing, young people may be more susceptible to nicotine addiction. To learn more about youth smoking prevention and the Tobacco Free Me Pledge Program, please visit RealParentsRealAnswers.com. I'm Steve Van Ortrich.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
So you're a maker of something. Woodcrafts, fishing lures, glass designs, jewelry, purses, perfumes, goat's milk soap. Whatever it is, you made it here in America. Now you're eager for people to buy your products right here locally. Instead of buying competing products made on the other side of the world, right? Then you need to check out localmakers.com. Support America. Buy and sell locally at localmakers.com. Doesn't matter if you're a home-based business or a major manufacturer. Localmakers.com offers an easy way to connect with customers within your local community, as well as across the U.S., simply by entering a zip code. And there's no cost to join. So if you're a maker who needs buyers, go to localmakers.com and stock your products on one of our shelves. Localmakers.com, promoting, preserving, and supporting your neighbor's manufacturing businesses.
IRS,
The three most dreaded letters of the alphabet. If you owe back taxes, have unfiled tax returns, are receiving threatening letters, or have IRS agents coming to your home or place of business, you need an experienced IRS agent fighting on your side. Call the Tax Relief Division of the Law Offices of Craig Zimmerman at 800-652-6978. Spearheaded by a former IRS agent, we know how to negotiate a reduction in the tax you owe, stop wage garnishments, lift bank levies, and negotiate an affordable repayment plan. With 17 years as a practicing attorney and an A-plus Better Business rating, we'll get the IRS off your back once and for all. In fact, recently, when an IRS employee had a tax problem, she called us. Stop being afraid and call right now for your free consultation at 800-652-6978. The phone call is free and there's no obligation, so call 800-652-6978. Again, that's 800-652-6978. Actual results based on individual client circumstances.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural innovative health products from the newaffinityhealthproducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at affinityhealthproducts.com. Like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day. With all natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com. Or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
Program with Jennifer Horan, Grace McFadden, Roberta Fasanelli, and in a moment joined by Uri Geller, with whom we have not spoken for a couple of weeks, so that should be kind of cool. Before we get to that, I want you to think about how you send your postage. Have you tried stamps.com? This is the more direct approach. If you really understand the amount of time that you spend at the post office, if you understand, those of you who run your own business, you got a home office, right? You mail out letters, yes? You send out packages on a consistent basis. So it's my opinion, and the reason that I'm talking about this as I am is because I have jumped at the chance to do everything that I can without going to the post office or wasting time in the car going here and there, and this does it for me. Stamps.com is absolutely the best way to take care of all of your postal needs. You got a small business, you have a lot of letters for whatever the reason, you're sending out a lot of mail. This saves you a lot of time, saves you a lot of money. You don't have to drive, you don't have to park, saves you a lot of hassle. Don't deal with a post office or a postage meter. Go right now to stamps.com, where there is a special offer for the people listening to Good Day. And this, by the way, is at absolutely no risk to you whatsoever. All right? You got a busy schedule. You don't want to waste time. Go to stamps.com. And if you are looking at the homepage now, I'm just going to use your imagination if you're not there. Before you do anything else, you click on the radio microphone at the top of the homepage. You type in Doug, D-O-U-G. That's stamps.com, D-O-U-G. Get the $110 bonus offer, the risk-free trial from Stamps.com. You get a free digital scale. Get $55 in postage with this deal. But you got to mention Doug. You got to write in Doug on the top of the homepage at Stamps.com. You will never have to go to the post office again, and you will love me for it. Stamps.com. Use the code Doug.
Tax, what's your tax question?
Is your federal free edition really free?
Yes, it is.
And if I have questions, I can call a tax expert?
You bet.
So, on a scale of 1 to 10, how expert-y are you?
I'm an 11.
Do your simple return with the TurboTax Federal Free Edition. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and only TurboTax offers free one-on-one expert tax advice for everyone, live by phone and chat. Go to TurboTax.com. Live tax advice service is free and subject to availability restrictions and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Schiff Move Free Ultra.
Ever wonder exactly where your beer was brewed? On Wednesday, Budweiser introduced Track Your Bud, a digital campaign integrated with packaging that allows consumers to trace the origins of their beer to one of Bud's 12 U.S. breweries using just a scan from their smartphone. Jane Killebrew-Gillespie is Director of Brewing, Quality, and Innovation for Anheuser-Busch.
Track Your Bud gives our consumers a way to see where their beer is from, meet our brewmasters, and learn more about the state-of-the-art brewery that created their beer. It also shows consumers the sources of the ingredients that went into their beer, from the barley fields of Wisconsin to the hop farms of Washington.
Track Your Bud is available as an iTunes or Android app and also integrates with Facebook to connect beer drinkers across the country through the bud they have in their hands. Users will also be able to access videos, collect badges from each brewery, and name batches of beer if they're the first to track. Learn more at www.trackyourbud.com. That's trackyourbud.com.
Not trackyourbutt.com.
That's right.
Track Your Bud.
Although I'm developing an app for that.
Are you really?
It's always so behind you.
Right. Yeah.
I'm a little behind.
Yeah, we've heard that. Rachel McFadden, ooh, Jennifer Horn, Roberta Fasanelli, and Uri Geller is here to motivate us, which is a very important thing. I was talking earlier, Uri, I want to bring you up to speed on something. You know Wayne Dyer. As a matter of fact, I think you've probably talked to him on a number of occasions, haven't you? What do you think of his work?
I think all motivators are amazing people because they inspire others and they adhere with their mission. Mm-hmm. They write great books. They do fantastic lectures. And there are hundreds of thousands of people who are their followers. So why do you ask the question?
Well, because there's a thing that he presented. Uri Geller, by the way, for those who may not know him, I can't imagine under the situation the last 35 years or so, Uri's been a household name. Whenever I tell people about you and they ask, who is he again? I always use Spoonbender, and that always brings people around. But you're so much more than that. And the motivation that you've given to millions of people over the years to make themselves, get themselves. You and I just had an exchange a minute ago. You sent me an email last week that disturbed me. And so you said you sort of chuckled and said, well, didn't it get you to move? And it did. It's like a kick in the butt to get me to work on something. And that sort of brings me around to what Wayne Dyer is suggesting. He's a motivator. He sort of believes in the power. He wasn't the first to use the term, the power of intention. As a matter of fact, I find him not creating much new. He aggregates a lot of stuff from different motivational sources. And so what he's proposing or urging people to do now is to think about the words I am as if they were the words from God and as if you were God, because as you say I am this, that, or the other, you bring powerful forces together. Like, for example, Larry, if you say I am happy, I am healthy, I am loved, I am fortunate, I am what else, or I am sick, or I am sad, or I am angry, or I am jealous. Mm-hmm. All of those things, he says, bring out the power of God, because we all have God in our system. So we apply God in any direction or either direction. If you are going up in positive terms, you're thinking, I am this, that, or the other thing that's good. Or if you want to bring yourself down, you put the power of God behind your words. What do you think about that?
I like what I hear. But you didn't say this to criticize him, did you?
No, not at all. Because I happen to believe that he's a very good... I happen to believe he and you and others, we need to take and learn as much as we can from these people who will motivate us to think better of ourselves and to work better and to stimulate people to greatness.
True. You know, Doug, you have to be on the side of change before you have any right to criticize anyone. And I think that, you know, in the motivational business and inspirational world, in that arena, everything has been said and everything has been written a million times over and over. It's basically the same message. Just believe in yourself, think positive, for it.
Yep.
Now, if you can link religion into that, and when I say religion, I mean faith, I mean the belief in God. It amplifies it. It makes it stronger. It empowers it. Because most people believe in God. Most people are religious. 7 billion people on this planet are actually religious individuals.
But you see, but Uri, there are some who will say using God that way is tantamount to occultism. It's taking...
Doug, I don't care about those people who say that.
Okay. Well,
they're a very tiny minority.
That's fair.
In my opinion, they are a molecular nothing. Because in the great scope of things, it's the majority do believe. I mean, I've been dogged by skeptics throughout my life.
Yep,
you know,
sure
people
have.
Who
yep.
try to debunk me. But all they really did is they added the fuel of controversy into my career.
We were talking about...
help my career.
Rush Limbaugh and all the furor over here about him. I'm sure you've heard about it in England where you live, and the to-do about it, much ado about nothing. But as some have suggested, even though he's losing some advertiser support for a while, a couple of radio stations canceled carrying his program, he still is very much in the public eye now.
Yeah, well, let me stop you there.
Yeah, go ahead.
What he has created with his remark about this woman... manufactured controversy, huge controversy.
Yeah.
If you have to weigh the PR, the publicity that he has gotten out of this remark, it is worth hundreds of millions. Everyone is talking about it.
Of course they are.
Now, even if they fire him, I guarantee you that a week from now or 2 weeks from now, somebody will sign him down.
He's not going to be fired.
Yeah, he's not going anywhere.
You know what I'm saying?
But, Uri, let me ask you this. You know, there is no such thing as bad press, is the saying.
Yep.
But when bad press has bad energy attached to it, such as defaming someone...
This is bad energy, yeah.
What does that do to your karma? Hey, look at me, getting all
new-agey
and everything.
Good,
no, but I mean, my philosophy is that, hey, listen, if you're nice to people... My dad was always, you know, the golden rule. Treat people like you want to be treated. You guys would say that as karma. You give good, bad karma out, you're going to get bad karma back. How does that come back when you look at it as, okay, I got all this free press, but...
Great question.
Well, look, because of the age of the Internet and the Googles and Yahoos and Facebooks and Twitters, sometimes or many times mud sticks. Now, it's funny that you brought up this question. I haven't asked you to ask me this, but we have just created a website here in England, and just Google it. It's called, www.netlibel.com. So go to netlibel.com.
Okay.
What we did is I got high-caliber lawyers and barristers who are experts in libel. And we created a website where people who are defamed, and you use that word, people who are libeled over the Internet have now a source to go to and get help from NetLibel.
What does it mean, help? Sue the person that defamed you?
No. There are certain rules that you have to adhere to. For instance, if someone is going to, let's say, libel you, Doug, calling you a really bad name that you are not, calling you a thief, let's say worse than that, and it is on the Internet, very few people know this, that in order to get it off, you must send them a takeoff letter. And if they don't remove it, it's called a takedown letter.
Right.
If that website does not remove the libelous remark about you, then you can sue them. So NetLibel gives an opportunity for everyone who is just an ordinary person, to celebrities, to major companies, sports figures, etc., to have a source, a company that will do that work for them. Obviously, we charge, but it's very little, and it's worth having. Because, like you say, when you Google today Doug Stephan, you might have derogatory material come up, and what that does, and that answers the question, it pollutes the minds of others about an opinion about Doug Stephan. Mm-hmm. And that can close doors for you. That can destroy business opportunities for you in the future.
Yep. You're right about that.
And you've got to take care of those things. Yeah. Dougie, if you allow me, let me just plug, I've just got my a book written about me called Uri Geller, Magician or Mystic.
Really?
And it's an e-book now, so anyone can read it. It's on my website, it's on LinkedIn, it's on Amazon, but it's called Uri Geller, Magician or Mystic, and it's written by Time Magazine's European correspondent called Jonathan Margolis here in Europe.
Oh, I remember you introduced me to him. Yeah, yeah.
Yes. And I think that everyone and anyone who wondered about the controversy that kind of shrouded Uri Geller for all these years will be very surprised to the conclusion that a cynical writer, a journalist, a skeptic, came to. So it's a fascinating read.
So you know what we ought to do next week when we talk? Why don't you see if we can find him or tell us? We'll put him on the air with you. The two of you can talk about this. Are we going to do that next week? Does that make sense?
I will try to locate him. He's a busy writer. He's also, writes to The Guardian. And
But I remember meeting him with you someplace at one point in time. I remember him. I remember.
But this makes, the internet makes these books very inexpensive. I think you can download it for $3. I mean, today to go into Borders or WH Smith or any of those big bookstores, books are very expensive today, from $15, $20, $25, $30, $40. And this makes a book available to everyone in the language, of course, in English, to read anywhere around the world.
Yeah, I agree. All right, so we'll check it out. Uri Geller, Magician or Mystic is the book. But see if we can get that fellow to come on with us next week. Thanks, Uri.
Talk to
you then. It's 11 before the hour on Good Day.
This is Traffic Chopper 1. Everything's congested right now, including me.
And I suppose you're going to blame me?
Mucus, how'd you get in here?
Listen, I'm tired of being blamed for sinus congestion.
Well, I can't breathe.
Then try Advil Congestion Relief. Often the real problem is swelling, not mucus. Advil Congestion Relief reduces swelling due to nasal inflammation.
Looks like things are clearing up.
Clever. Advil Congestion Relief, the right relief for the real problem. For more information, visit AdvilCongestionRelief.com. Use as directed.
Most of the time, I brought it on myself, but who could resist the perfect burger? I promised my tummy, never again. My tummy replied, embarrassing. Then I found Digestive Advantage. It's a supplement.
Shift Digestive Advantage dual-action formulas immediately begin to target your digestive needs.
My tummy liked that.
And with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support.
My tummy loved that.
Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage, with formulas for gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support.
If you're having trouble finding the time to scoop your cat's litter box every day, you're not alone. A recent study revealed nearly two-thirds of cat owners admit that when they arrive home late, scooping the litter box will have to wait until the next day. In addition, 84% worry about unpleasant odor, and approximately half use scented candles and air fresheners in an attempt to mask litter box smells. But there are ways to keep your cat's litter box fresh. Avoid unwanted odors in your home and make sure your cat is happy. New Arm & Hammer Ultralast Clumpy Cat Litter provides long-lasting odor control even when you can't scoop. Every granule is coated with Arm & Hammer baking soda. Plus, the formula has powerful odor destroyers to deliver extended odor control. It is available in a variety of sizes at leading retail outlets nationwide. With Arm & Hammer Ultralast Clumping Cat Litter on hand, you'll know your cat is well cared for, happy and healthy. For more info, visit UltralastLitter.com.
For more info, visit DougStefan.com. 51 past the hour on Good Day.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar-powered generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science. Go to MySolarBackup.com for more information. That's MySolarBackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
Super Tuesday is here, but it won't necessarily be super for everybody. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters, the Republican presidential nomination process. It's been a long and winding road with quite a few candidates left by the side of the road. At this point, we have four candidates looking to score some victories today as 10 states allocate delegates following their primaries or caucuses. With this many states holding contests on a single day, it has earned the name Super Tuesday, although more than twice the number of states held primaries and caucuses the last time we did this in the 2008 version of Super Tuesday. Among all the states in play today, much of the focus is on the battleground state of Ohio, where polls show a tight race between Mitt Romney and Rick Santorum. Both were campaigning in Ohio yesterday, with Romney talking more about the president than his chief Republican opponents.
I will focus this campaign on President Obama's failure to lead on the economy and his failure to lead on shrinking the size of government.
Santorum, meanwhile, said he's doing quite well, despite being badly outspent by Mitt Romney.
We're being outspent about 6-1 again, just about every state. I mean, it's remarkable that we're doing as well as we are, guys.
In addition to Ohio, Virginia is usually considered an important state in Super Tuesday primaries, but this year, you only have two candidates on the ballot in Virginia, Mitt Romney and Ron Paul. Neither Santorum nor Newt Gingrich will be on the ballot. Larry Sabato of the University of Virginia Center for Politics talks about why this happened.
It's a combination of tough ballot rules and also the incompetence of certain candidates, especially Rick Santorum, who submitted not one page of signatures.
A required number of signatures is needed to be placed on the primary ballot in Virginia. Mitt Romney is expected to win easily there today. In alphabetical order, your Super Tuesday states today are Alaska, Georgia, Idaho, Massachusetts, North Dakota, Ohio, Oklahoma, Tennessee, Vermont, and Virginia. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Hi, Tiki Davis for Snow Country, brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts. Try Dunkin's new Angus Steak and Egg Cheese Sandwich. Juicy Angus Steak, fluffy egg, and American cheese served on an oven-toasted onion bagel. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Across some of northern New England, some areas scored a little fresh snow to kick off their week. Just what Chuck was finding in New Hampshire at Bretton Woods.
7 inches of fresh snow can completely transform a ski area. Bretton Woods went from firm groomers Sunday to ripping and sailing through soft powder on Monday. We had fresh tracks and soft powdery bumps all day, and tons of glaze were really terrific, too. 20 runs in deep, soft snow for my season's best at Bretton Woods. I'm Chuck Devine.
In Massachusetts, Wachusett, Rodagon, 19 runs heading until 10 o'clock tonight. Big Boulder into the Poconos with all 15 trails in full operation. In Colorado, Winter Park's riding on 132 runs. Telluride up near full operation. Win lift tickets by signing up for Snow News at snowcountry.com. I'm Andy Davis for Good Day.
On Wall Street, some losses for the market yesterday. The Dow off 15 points, closing at 12,963. NASDAQ lost 26. S&P fell 5. Crude oil prices didn't move much, up 2 cents a barrel, finishing at $106.72. Hey, prices at the pump. Let's check them out.
Go ahead. Fill that baby up.
Gas prices doing something today they haven't done in almost a month. Going down. The AAA reports the nationwide average down 0.3 of 1 penny to $3.76 a gallon. This slight drop is seen as just a momentary aberration because we are going up from here with the warmer months ahead. Are you sitting there waiting impatiently for your tax refund check? You're not alone. There's been a delay. The IRS telling us a new software system is to blame. The problem is tied to a computer upgrade that was meant to make the filing process easier and quicker. Several million tax returns took longer than usual this year to process, but the IRS says they have caught up with the backlog and most taxpayers will get refund checks in time now. And finally, we have something from the Prince William County Police Department for you. That's in Maryland, where an 18-year-old named Brandon Braxton was arrested last month on robbery charges. Last Thursday, something was found in Braxton's possession while he was behind bars. Officer Jonathan Perrick tells us more.
The ADC staff, or Adult Detention Center staff, was alerted to him possibly having a weapon. Essentially, a search resulted in them locating a weapon.
Now, hold on a second. Braxton was in possession of a weapon while in jail? Turns out he had tried to smuggle a handgun into jail. What makes this story noteworthy is where he hid the handgun. Need a hint? Part of the body you sit on. We did say he was behind bars.
Humorous as it is, someone could have definitely been seriously hurt or killed as a result. We're lucky that right now everyone thinks it's funny, but it could have been definitely a lot worse.
Very true. The officer is absolutely right. So if you want to make up your own jokes about this, you go right ahead. Leave me out of it. I'm David Weiss, and that's the news that matters.
Hi, I'm 9-time Olympic gold medalist Carl Lewis, inviting you to celebrate the 35th birthday of the Hershey's Track and Field Games. The games provide fun and easy ways for kids to get active and learn about the importance of living a balanced lifestyle. To find a local event near you and to download a free run, jump, and throw birthday party kit, visit HersheysTrackAndField.com. I challenge your family to turn an afternoon into a fun, active adventure. To get started, visit HersheysTrackAndField.com.